Well, here's something kind of fun for us this morning. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources and Iowa State University have partnered up with a national nonprofit, and they're searching for bumblebees. They're looking to conserve Iowa's pollinators. It's a new statewide project, and they're looking for Iowa volunteers to help researchers track and monitor the state's at-risk bumblebees. The Iowa Bumblebee Atlas is a collaboration between the Xerxes Society for Invertebrate Conservation and Iowa State University, along with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. And what they hope to do is to understand native bumblebee distributions and their habitat needs throughout the state. Now, Iowa is the home to at least 14 different species of bumblebees that play an essential role in sustaining the health of the environment, from pollinating native wildflowers to flowering crops in farm fields and backyard gardens. But unfortunately, several bumblebee species that are native to Iowa have undergone alarming declines, and they face an uncertain future. Dr. Matthew O'Neill, a professor of entomology at Iowa State University, says the recent listing of the rusty-patched bumblebee as an endangered species by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is increasing the need to collect data on the occurrence of all bumblebee species in the state. The effort is one of a growing number of Bumblebee Atlas projects run by the Xerxes Society and their partners in 20 states. In 2023 alone, more than 900 individuals participated in the Atlas, documenting over 20,000 bumblebees. Those volunteers have discovered species previously thought to be gone from their states, contributed to new field guides, and rapidly improved scientists' understanding of bumblebee populations across the United States. And they said without the efforts of these community scientists, it would be impossible to gather information across such a wide geographic area. Now, O'Neill and the Xerxes Society, they say community science is a powerful conservation tool. Declining species are typically not abundant on the landscape, which makes them really difficult to study. So it requires a lot of time and dedication to collect sufficient data on these species. A great deal of what they know about rare and threatened bumblebees is thanks to those volunteer contributions. Now, information that's gathered by the community scientists provides a modern-day snapshot of bumblebees and serves as a benchmark to which future conditions can be compared. Data can be used to assess bumblebee ranges, phenology, and habitat associations and evaluate how these patterns have changed over time. Now, this information can be leveraged to design conservation guidelines for at-risk species and to create habitat management guidance for land stewards. Now, Stephanie Shepherd, a wildlife diversity biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says that knowledge about vulnerable insects and other wildlife is so important to setting our management objectives so that we can contribute to the continued health of these species. She said, "We're excited to learn more about the bumblebees in our wild areas and everywhere else." Now, traditionally, the community science projects receive much of their data from densely populated towns and cities, while rural and remote areas remain undersurveyed. In Iowa, monitoring wildlife in these rural areas can be particularly challenging because 98% of the state is privately owned. The Atlas project prioritizes rural areas, allowing scientists to better understand how bumblebees are faring outside of those urban settings. So collecting data across the state will call for volunteers who are ready to explore all of the areas. So they are asking for assistance. The Iowa Bumblebee Atlas is open to anyone with interest in pollinator conservation, and training will be provided on how to complete surveys, take high-quality photographs of bumblebees, and submit observations using a platform called the Bumblebee Watch. So if you might be interested in becoming a volunteer, you can sign up for the first online training event. That's coming up on April 13th. Now, for more information about the Bumblebee Atlas Project, you can visit bumblebeeatlas.org. Now, when you do head to that website, you're going to find some things. You'll find out all about the Bumblebee Atlas, and you'll be able to, it's got information on data and events, how you can get involved, and specific to the different states. For example, go to Iowa, and they're going to show the Iowa Bumblebee Atlas, and they're going to talk to you a little bit about that and how the Atlas works. For example, community scientists, as we mentioned, like you, they spread out across the state, survey for bumblebees, and they're asked to report back whatever you find. They do offer those workshops online to provide you with all of the necessary skills, knowledge, and the confidence to conduct those surveys. And the survey methods are all catch and release, so none of the bees are harmed. Now, why the focus on bumblebees? Well, bumblebees are charismatic, and they're easily recognizable pollinators thanks to their larger size, their loud buzz, and their distinctive color patterns. They play an incredibly important role in sustaining the health of our environment by pollinating flowers in natural and urban areas, and by contributing to successful harvests on the farms. Unfortunately, many bumblebee species are in trouble and face an uncertain future. Iowa, as we mentioned, is home to 14 to 16 different species of bumblebees, six of which are currently listed as in decline. Now, the Atlas, how is it valuable? Well, with the help of those community volunteers, they can quickly collect scientific quality data across the region and contribute to bumblebee conservation. The efforts help conservation biologists, restoration practitioners, and policymakers do a better job to protect, restore, and manage effective habitat that support healthy bumblebee populations. So again, if you are thinking that, that might be kind of interesting, maybe I'd like to learn more about that. Well, there is a process to get ready for this 2024 season. They'll start on June 1st this year. That's the first field season, so it's a couple months away. So if you might have interest, you can kind of get organized now. You can sign up for one of the upcoming webinars. Each spring, the Bumblebee Atlas coordinators hold a two-part online workshop to train and inform the participants. And you can check out the upcoming events section on their website, bumblebeeatlas.org. To find out more information and get a link to the registration, you can sign up for the Bumblebee Watch. It's just an online platform similar to eBird and iNaturalist, if you've ever helped out with those programs. It allows people to share their bumblebee photos from the U.S. and Canada. They use that platform to collect observations gathered during the Atlas. So each Atlas participant will need to create a free Bumblebee Watch account. And when you create your account, take note of the username. You'll need it when the time comes to officially sign up for the Atlas. You can also follow along on social media, and they hope folks also help to spread the word. Now, those online workshops are open to anyone who's interested in the project, and it'll provide an in-depth look at the world of bumblebees, as well as the details for how to participate in the Iowa Bumblebee Atlas. After you attend a workshop, participants also will be well-equipped with the knowledge, skills, and everything you'll need to be able to take care of that business and have some success. The first workshop is a virtual one on Saturday, April 13th. That runs from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The nearly 50 species of bumblebees in North America, they said, are highly efficient pollinators. That makes them essential to the ecosystem. But we've seen some decline and all reported between lots of different issues, we've seen that fall away. So if you'd like to learn more about that, you can go online again to that website, bumblebeeatlas.org, and click on the Iowa section once you're there so you can find out more. You can even get online and sign up and put your information in there to be notified by email. You get on their email list to be notified for some of the different events and activities that they might have coming up. You can look through some of the data that they've collected before. You can find out more about the organization. You can also find out about some of those upcoming events that will be going on. Again, Saturday, April 13th will be that next opportunity to do the online version of the learning a little bit more about how it's going to happen and what is going to happen. And you can also find more about what's going on around the region, too. So if you'd like to get involved, you'd like to see some of that prior data, they have all that there for you as well for you to check out. Again, that's bumblebeeatlas.org. And once you're there, click on Iowa so you can get the appropriate information. So if you are concerned or you are just interested in learning more about that and have noticed that maybe you haven't seen as many bumblebees around as we used to run into, well, you can help to study that decline through the Bumblebee Atlas coming up here this year. That section begins again on June 1st.